Usually on Fridays at this time, you'd be hearing the start of our AK segment. But over the last 2 days, we've been airing the story of a family dealing with a 50-year-old secret. And today, instead of AK, we're bringing you the conclusion of that story. Last year, everything Bill Popp thought he knew about his family changed. He found out he had a younger sister who his mom had to give up for adoption. In the first two stories in this series, we heard why that family secret existed and how it was eventually revealed. In this final story, Anchorage Daily News columnist Julia O'Malley describes how the family was reunited again after 50 years.
Brandy Miller came home from work to find a message from an unfamiliar voice on her phone. It was a woman with the state of Wyoming, where Brandy grew up. The call wasn't a legal matter, the woman said. Nothing to worry about. But she needed Brandy to call her back.
So when I got home from work, I called her back. And she verified who I was. You know, is this Lorella Miller? And she said, do you know that you're adopted? And I got real quiet for a second and said, well, yeah, why? And she says, well, I am actually contacting you on behalf of your birth mother. And I dropped my phone.
Brandy grew up with a brother who was also adopted in Casper, Wyoming. Brandy's mother had passed away a decade before. She was in regular contact with her father, who lived in Nevada. Growing up, her parents always said that her biological mother gave them a gift. Brandy was happy with the family she had. She never tried to find her birth mother.
To me, it was like that would be a ghost coming back out of her past, and I didn't want to go back and turn her life upside down if her family didn't know about the choice that she had made and didn't know about me.
Brandy says beneath that was fear. She had a cousin who tracked down a birth mother at 18. It had gone very wrong. What if she found her mother and her mother didn't want to have anything to do with her? It would be too painful to bear. But now her mother was searching for her. Right away, Brandy knew she wanted to be found. The confidential intermediary from Wyoming said she'd provide Brandy with her birth mother's number in 2 weeks.
So then, of course, all of the things that had been in the back of my mind came to the forefront for that 2 weeks.
What were those things?
Do I have any brothers and sisters? Is my mother married? Does she know where my father is? All of those questions, you know, is she tall like I am? Am I going to look anything like her? Are we going to like each other?
2 weeks later, when the number arrived, Brandy made herself a glass of iced tea, sat on her couch, and dialed. Thousands of miles away, in Mary Lou Pop's apartment off Fireweed Lane in Anchorage, the phone rang.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I received this telephone call. And she said, are you Mary Lou Pop? And I said, yes. She says, my name is Brandy Miller. And I think, and I said, you're my daughter.
The next question Brandy asked was why. Mary Lou told her the story. She told her that she never wanted to give her up and that she thought of her every day afterwards. They talked for an hour. Brandy says she didn't feel angry about what happened all those years ago, but she felt sad for what Mary Lou went through. Brandy says she's grateful her life turned out the way it did.
She didn't have to do what she did. She could have gotten rid of me. She didn't have to make the choices that she made. And I had a wonderful life growing up. Wonderful life. And I give her credit for that.
Brandy found out she had an older brother, Bill, and two younger half-siblings, Jeff and Kristen. And soon after she hung up the phone with Mary Lou, Jeff, Kristen, and Bill arrived at Mary Lou's apartment. Jeff and Kristen took turns talking to her first. Bill waited and listened.
I was having a full-blown panic attack. What the hell am I going to say to her? What do you say to a sister that you never knew existed? And, you know, and I'm listening to them, and he's hitting it off, and she's hitting it off, and I'm just scared spitless. So Kristen's wrapping up, and I'm really getting short of breath. And then she hands me the phone, and I finally just said, "Hi, I'm your big brother, Bill."
Less than 2 weeks later, Brandy got on a flight to Anchorage. As the plane taxied in, she felt sick with nerves. She walked down the terminal and passed through the arrival gate. Brandy had never met the people who rose to greet her, but she says their faces were familiar.
Well, I walked around the corner and they were all standing there, and Jeff was standing there in front. And I walked away from my suitcase and he put his arms out and put his arms around me and gave me a big hug. And the first thing he said to me was, "Don't get snot and mascara on my coat." And I started to laugh, and I said, "You lose, I'm not wearing any." And so we giggled and laughed, and then I walked over and hugged my mother, and just, it was an amazing feeling. And then Kristen was standing there, and I don't have a sister. Well, I didn't have a sister that I knew, and stood there and just hung on to my sister, and it was an amazing feeling. And then hugging Bill, that was amazing.
How come?
Because he's my brother. And it was just, it was like going home.
They went to Bill's house. Being adopted, Brandy had given plenty of thought to the way that nature and nurture shape a person. As she settled into the family room with her biological siblings, she realized that nature had far more influence than she thought.
It's funny, it's like the three of them are just each little pieces of me. Bill is very stoic and he's the strong one. And I can be that way if I need to be. And then there's Jeff, who is just, I don't know if you've met Jeff or not, but he's a nut. He's a nut. And I have the same sense of humor as Jeff. And Kristen and I finish each other's sentences. And it just was, it was really amazing how comfortable it was, how quickly.
Her siblings feel the same way.
It was like she'd never been gone. It was just surreal. I mean, it was like, well, there's Brandy. Mm-hmm. Good to see her again.
And then there was Mary Lou. When Brandy looked at her, it was like looking in a mirror. They were both tall. Their faces had the same shape. There was something familiar in the way they moved. For Mary Lou, meeting Brandy brought relief from worry that she'd carried for 50 years.
Oh, I love her. I love her to death. We started out on the basis of Brandy and Mary Lou. One night she called me and she said, Mom, would it be all right, Mary Lou, if I called you Mom? And I thought, God, you don't know how all right it would be.
A few days into her visit, Bill showed Brandy an album of family photographs. One of them caught her attention. It was Bill's wedding picture from 1979. Bill and his wife Nicole stood on the altar at a church. Bill's grandparents, Mary Lou's mother and father, stood to their left. The photo jogged loose a long-forgotten scene from Brandy's past. She'd met that older couple before.
All I could do was sit there and stare at it, because I knew who they were.
When Brandy was in high school, she spent summers with a friend on a sheep ranch. It was located in Buffalo, Wyoming. That's where Mary Lou grew up. The wedding photos sparked a memory of a summer day when Brandy was 15 or 16. Brandy attended a picnic in Buffalo. It was a 50th wedding anniversary celebration for an older ranch couple, Ray and Dorothy Hiraman. She remembered meeting them clearly because the meeting had been so strange.
This woman was standing there and I was introduced to her, and she turned white as a sheet, took a couple of steps backwards, and then a man stepped up behind her and he did the same thing. He just got really white and took a step backward and refused to shake my hand. I reached out my hand and he would not shake my hand.
The couple, the guests of honor, were her grandparents. She had no way of knowing that, but looking back, she's sure they recognized her. Brandy says at that age, she and her mother looked nearly identical. Shortly after the couple left the party, everyone assumed they were sick. When Brandy told Bill that story, he went quiet. He'd been in Buffalo that summer too. His family had come to celebrate their grandparents' anniversary. It's almost certain they crossed paths somewhere in that town. He couldn't stop thinking about the idea his grandparents knew his sister was there, but they never let on.
And so for 2 weeks, we're there in Buffalo. We're not more than a mile and a half away from Brandy. And our grandparents knew that she was there, could have told us, and didn't. And of all the things that I am angry about out of this whole thing, that is the one thing I am the most angry about. It's not a lot of things I'm angry about, but that one really hurts.
And as the siblings talked, they realized that wasn't the only time Brandy had been near her biological family. For a time, Kristen's family had been stationed at Fort Carson in Colorado Springs. Brandy figures they lived maybe 10 blocks apart.
The only thing I can figure is Mom and I were talking about it the other night, and it just wasn't time. It must not have been the right time for us to be together, for us to all be that close that many times. There had to be a reason why we didn't know who each other were.
Brandy asked Mary Lou what she knew about John Lockhart, Brandy's biological father. Mary Lou says the last time she saw John was in Gillette, Wyoming, shortly after Brandy was born. She was with Bill. John passed them on the street.
John walked by, and he looked down at Bill. Never acknowledged me, never acknowledged Bill, just kept on walking. So I thought, that's the way it's going to be. You just keep on walking, buddy.
Later on, Brandy typed John Lockhart into Google. An obituary appeared. He'd died in 2003. He'd retired from a career as a truck driver and lived in Texas, it said. At the bottom of the obituary was a list of survivors, including one son, Patrick. Another brother.
That was Anchorage Daily News columnist Julia O'Malley. This story is a collaboration with the Anchorage Daily News. To see pictures of the Pop family and hear the full story, including a postscript about the missing brother, go to our website, alaskapublic.org.